Because he's pregnant.
PDQs, as they switch over to Quick Trips, are carrying my soda again.
Yeah, but their muffin selection has gotten worse.
Everything about Quick Trip is better than PDQ. I can't wait to the last PDQs in this town. I'm gonna take a big shit on them and laugh at them as
should,
they leave.
We should save this. Come on, this is perfect.
You're recording it.
I am recording it. Yeah, here live. We are. Now we're live.
I'm just saying, Quick Trip is the greatest gas station in the world.
Quick Trip is pretty fucking awesome.
Speedway has its hooks into me with their loyalty program. I get a lot of free shit out of the point system.
I go to Speedway once every like 7 months. I go to the car. I'm like, no, they give me a new car. So I just throw in the trash.
That's fair.
But you live next to one.
I do live next to one.
That's not a bad gas station. That's a pretty good day. That's a pretty good gas station. It's like a super Speedway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
When are you going to remember that when we podcast that you bring Popeyes for me?
I can remember it. Very, very frequently, there's Popeye garbage in my car because I get it on the way here and eat it while driving to your house. Very frequently.
He always smells like biscuits.
Like at the red light, I just eat a biscuit and some red beans and rice.
I'm a bitch.
Yeah. Driving with my knee, eating some spicy chicken.
It's what he does.
Yep.
Yep, and there's, speaking of Rick, we were just talking about you a minute ago.
The trick guy.
The trick guy. Oh, yeah, that trick guy.
The trick guy.
I could see that.
Yep.
So I was playing Final Fantasy IX.
Mm-hmm.
And this one little anecdote, it'll be 2 minutes long.
This person hasn't been on the podcast in a long time, so nobody knows.
I am not technically here because you haven't fulfilled your thing. I am just filling in as a guest appearance for the lack of the other people.
My coworker did the first two chapters of it, so I made progress on one front.
I tried the opera like 5 times.
Tried the what?
The opera scene like 5 times. It never ends. I got bored of it and I kept stopping.
The opera scene in Tales from the Borderlands?
No, in the
at the beginning of Final Fantasy IX?
You're in this opera house for like an hour and a half. It's like 2 hours.
It is pretty long. I actually got bored of it too.
What?
I'm done with the game.
Just lasts forever. I can't. Anyway, you have a story about the game.
There's no opera house.
There's
like the whole like wander around the city story, and yeah, no.
You're in the opera.
Yeah. I want to go out and just grind experience. That's basically what I want to go out and do.
That opening's way shorter than the fucking factory that you start in Final Fantasy VII. Shorter than the intro to Final Fantasy VI in the town when you're in the robo suits.
Tell your story.
So,
we haven't done announcements yet.
Shut up.
This is an announcement.
I was doing one of those terrible side quests because I needed the achievements and I wanted the cards. I need to get every Tetramaster card because I'm a pathetic waste of human life. But it's a race against Hip-Hall, and so you have to alternate two buttons really quickly to run.
Mm-hmm.
And that's easier if you remap them to the triggers instead of to the front buttons.
Sure.
So I was trying to see if there's a way to remap buttons, and so I went to the options thing, and I'm scrolling through the options, and I see a thing called battle camera, and it's set to on.
Mm-hmm.
And I switch it to off, and I went and got in a battle, and the battle started immediately with no camera swooping. It's literally just an option in the settings to turn that off.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I saw that and I just laughed and laughed.
Speaking of odd button configurations, so it turns out in Grand Theft Auto 5 is that most of the vehicle weapons are triggered to X on it. So they'll just fire. Like if you're in a helicopter that's got missiles, it'll just fire missiles. The problem is, though, is most of the missions start with your cell phone. And your cell phone, to accept the mission, is to hit X.
I thought X was like accelerate. Isn't it like X accelerate and square for brake and reverse?
No. It's all triggers. All triggers on 5.
Yeah, triggers. It's all triggers.
Yeah. But anyway, most of the time you're accepting a mission with X, and then you end up firing missiles. And I've killed Chris a few times with that.
Well, we've been playing Grand Theft Auto Online a lot, which is we're like 5 years late from when the game came out to play online. So we're like, you know, catching up from like years ago.
You're still beating up that poor Rancor.
Yeah. What drives me nuts about Final Fantasy, and this, this is from the voice of one of our listeners, is people shit on 7 too much. It's a game that everyone loved, but now it's like, it's one of those things that from the past you have to complain about because it was, you have to complain about something from the past, and that's the item you pick on now is like FF7.
Sure,
is it really people, 7? I think people, it's still 8, isn't it?
Well, people really shit on 8.
Eight is rightfully shit on, but people like to overcompensate and say, "Well, 7's not really that good," because they want to be the cool hipster.
Even though every person in the world played it, it's still, you know. But and, I don't know. I mean, it's like all Final Fantasy games. The final battle was like 17 hours, and it was too long. That's every Final Fantasy end battle.
thought the final battle in 7 was hilariously short because you just like Omni slash Sephiroth. Maybe it's like the penultimate battle. Like there's final battle is 12 hours long, and then there's a wink wink final battle against him that's
you only swing at him like once or twice and he transforms again. So yeah, you don't really truly fight him because the fight against him is like a swing and it's done. But it's like there's all these versions and it just takes forever.
Yeah, well, you know, that's normal. I mean, Jesus Christ, Unalaska at the end of Final Fantasy X?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, it's one of those games where basically when you go to the final battle, you can't, also there's no like save features, so you have to like know you have the next, all games from that company, including Kingdom Hearts, which I love. You have to, okay, I'm going to the final section. I have to make sure the next 4 hours are open because I might need all 4 hours.
It is cool that 9 does, and I'm sure all the high-def revamps that they'll launch, it's just 9's the only one I bothered to get, has auto-saving.
Okay.
So, like, I've died to bosses a couple times, and then it just respawns, like, right when you enter the room, like, at your last chance to turn around and walk away.
Nice.
So it isn't, like, I don't lose all my data to the last save point.
Oh, so it has some save states in there then.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty basically cool. It has save states. It auto saves like every time you like go through a door or whatever.
Very cool.
That's actually, oh God, I wish I had that back then.
Yeah, no.
Traveling through the final dungeon, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually ran into Behemoth. Fuck.
So in the last few weeks where I was not here, what things do people like that you told them they shouldn't like that they were wrong about?
No, everyone except for you is always right about the things that they like. It's only you I badmouth.
All right. I just figured there was like a topic that you were.
There probably was. Actually, I don't remember.
It comes out as a rant, you just forget about.
That's true. Once it's out of my face, I forget what it was. I was angry about something.
Oh, that I believe. That is not a bold statement at all. I almost downloaded all of the season 2 of the mystery show.
Crime scene. Did you watch any of season 1?
No, I'm just downloading both. I'm downloading everything, and I'm going to download. God, I'm basically going to make an awesome thumb drive of everything of South Korean TV, so I can spread it around the world.
There's, I haven't watched any of it, but apparently China did their own version of Crime Scene, and I'm not sure if Bumdilium just subbed it or somebody else did. But apparently, it's fairly similar, except the Chinese one goes crazy because like they have the murders like take place like in space or stuff like that with like aliens as the characters. Like they just go batshit insane, which could be kind of cool.
Explain Crime Scene because I'm the uninitiated.
It's watching 6 celebrities do a murder mystery party.
Okay.
So, you know, they just have to figure out which of them's the killer. And that's it. That's the basic elevator pitch of it.
Why don't we do that in the U.S.?
It's a cool show.
We do it at the Shays, but you missed it.
I have things to run.
You probably, you've been blacklisted now, I'm pretty sure.
That's fine. That's fine.
Nah. It's all right. But no, it's with the genius and the crime scene.
I would skip this next movie. I'm not in the mood for it for whatever reason. I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah.
But if I try to skip it, they'd unfriend me. I mean, I told them I'm not dressing up. I went out to look for outfits. You know what they don't have outfits for? Fat sheriffs. It's not really an outfit that exists in the world. Oh, so I'm just like, okay,
just get like a Paul Blart costume.
I could do that.
And a 10-gallon hat. Just a Paul Blart costume with a 10-gallon hat.
I actually have some really old. I've got some really old fashioned U.S. Marshal badges.
I could use one of those.
As long as you don't, it's an antique. I mean, don't wreck it on me.
I have a wide brimmed like cowboy style hat.
Yeah. I went to the one place and the hat's real small. I mean, I would, a small hat if it was like this small would be okay, but they were like just too small by like an inch.
No, I'll bring my hat. Like I have an actual hat that I wear like occasionally in real life. That's like a wide brim leather hat.
Okay.
That I'll bring tomorrow and see if it fits your head.
Right. And just get yourself like a fake mustache. Like a real long fake handlebar mustache.
I did see some ridiculous fake mustaches. So I did spend a few hours looking around. And I'm like, I'm done with
this. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. If you got like a khaki button up shirt and a badge and a hat, and you're done.
Yeah. I got a Hawaiian shirt.
That works.
No.
It could work.
No. No, there is no.
Yeah, sure.
No.
You know, it's the depiction of the Wild West we have is inaccurate.
It is inaccurate. Yeah, it is.
Like, for example, the most popular hat was the bowler hat.
Yeah.
Almost everybody wore bowler hats.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't show that. We see big 10-gallon hats.
I see bowler hats.
You see one or two guys with a bowler and 50 guys with 10 gallons, but it was the other way around.
Mm.
And you see one or two guys with Hawaiian shirts, whereas reality, pretty much everybody wore a Hawaiian shirt in the Wild
West.
That
was just common.
That's just now.
Yeah, no, it's very common. People would wear like a white t-shirt with a Hawaiian shirt over the top and jean shorts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The most common Wild West costume.
Yeah, I am just going with accuracy.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I'll find you photographic proof.
So we have a couple announcements.
Announcements.
Yay, announcements. Coming up this coming weekend, October 21st.
Yes.
That's the date. There is a champions event that's running in Madison, Wisconsin. So I just wanted to say, though, as well, is the first 15 people that show up and hand me their sheath in order, the first 15 people will become a champion.
Yay!
Champion.
Because I got some stuff.
I burp. 15 champion coins.
15 champion coins. Here.
That's been canceled. It's no longer a feature of the event.
What? You can't use those as focus.
I can use them for whatever I want.
That was basically one of the Crix coins I had, because I had 9 back in the day from Mark 1 just for
These aren't yours, right? You don't have 50. Where do these come
those
from?
Those are now. Well, technically, those are going
to
be...
Oh, were these given to you yesterday?
Yeah, they were
given
to me.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Well, they were offered up yesterday.
Fair enough.
That's not all of them either, because in the box that was presented yesterday at the event, there was a lot more. So people were taking handfuls out.
Jesus.
And then that was what was left.
Somebody was cleaning out their closet, and Andy got a bunch of first place steamroller coins out of it.
I got a lot of my coins, too. At some point, you're just like, why do I still have these?
Yeah, there's kind of no reason to have... I mean, having a set is nice.
Yeah, I got myself down to one type of each, for the variety of what they look like.
When you think of it, there's no reason to have anything.
I mean, you're true. Not wrong.
I mean, if you're going the absolute nihilist route.
Which I do in general.
I know.
It's just a correct route. It's not even that.
No. God damn it. I didn't mean to bring it up. God damn it.
Like ashes in my hand.
But we have that. Then we have War Machine Weekend.
Is Andy the only person going to War Machine Weekend?
I'm still a maybe. And I have a maybe who's a maybe, but he's a yes if I'm a yes also.
I blew my vacation time. I haven't worked since Thursday, previous Thursday.
Yeah.
So I'm on my vacation. I mean, I have a couple of vacation days left, but I don't have enough to do.
I have no vacation days left. So I would have to then, you know, the weekend would be the weekend, and then I would just, you know, have a couple days I don't get paid for, and that would suck.
Even more fun.
Or just show it up, drive down on Saturday, you know, like Friday night or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's feasible.
If you can request the day off or see if you can swap around.
Because what I could do is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off and still work 5 days each of the 2 weeks and then come down like Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, so that is still possible. And if I do it, that's what I'll do. I just need to double check that's doable.
Yeah. And then after that, we've got a Who's the Boss over in Milwaukee, December 9th, over at the Elks Lodge.
It's Mona.
Mona?
Mona's the boss.
Mona's? No.
No, it was proven.
Yeah, I know. No.
It's Angela.
Boom.
Boom.
Any other announcements? I'm being quiet for announcements. I don't have any announcements.
I hated on IPAs while you were gone. So, okay. You know, if you want to defend India Pale Ales.
No.
Is it India or India? Indian.
They're from India, I think. They aren't so Indian.
They would be Indian. Native American pale ales. You don't
no,
like them.
No, the other kind of Indian. The actual India Indians.
Did you and Raylene see any horror movies over the Friday the 13th?
She rewatched the original Friday the 13th. You know, because why don't you? We watched we watched Hush.
I like Hush.
Hush is that was a good movie. Hush, yeah. It's fun. It's a deaf, mute lady being besieged in her house in the middle of the woods
by
a dude.
I'm thinking of a different movie.
Thinking of a different movie.
Yeah.
Hush is, she's an author. She's a deaf, mute lady, and there's a guy. And they do a funny thing because it's a kind of a subversion. He's got the creepy white mask because they always have a creepy white mask. And she sees him outside the house, and she writes on her window. She's like, I didn't see your face. I won't tell anyone. And my boyfriend's on his way home, so just leave. And he just goes up the window and takes his mask off. And he's like, well, you saw it now, so now I have to kill you. And it was funny to see, you know, to have the killer take off the mask so nonchalantly, like 15 minutes into the movie.
Sure.
Like, normally they got the creepy mask all the way to the end or whatever. And he's like, that's my face. No more mask in the movie. That's good.
Isn't that a villain in Batman? I saw Happy Death Day.
I wanted to see that, but I didn't get a chance to see that yet.
Well, I'm not working made it easy. It was good. It's Groundhog's Day for horror movie fans. Yeah. And it's got a bit of humor to it.
I also watched Little Evil, which is written and directed by the guy who wrote and directed Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
Okay.
It's basically a comedy version of The Omen with Adam Scott instead of Gregory Peck. Yeah. It's mediocre. The first two-thirds of it are like, I guess, And then the last third is actually really enjoyably funny, but that means that overall it's like,
It ended strong.
Yeah, it ended strong. Like, I'll give it that. Like, it definitely ended strong. But the first, you know, two-thirds of it just weren't funny or scary enough to really be a comedy or a horror. It just kind of kept marching forward.
They did a good job of that. It was still PG-13, so it lacked a little bit, but...
Yeah, they yeah.
But for that format, it worked. I mean, enough R-rated movies do better nowadays. I'm surprised they don't start trying to do that again.
There'll be an R-rated DVD version, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was a PG-13.
Yeah.
Mm.
I still suck. I see very few PG-13 movies in the theater for that are horror because usually they're lacking. But the reviews are positive enough in the concept. I mean, it's great. Everyone loves Groundhog's Day style thing events. It's just a good gimmick.
Most horror movies that come out nowadays are PG-13 because they want the high school kids to give them their money.
And that's basically the audience that they're going for anyway. Yep. Is that teenager to early 20s.
Very true.
So somebody had mentioned in our chat here that the Renegade Open is in the Twin Cities on the weekend of November 17th.
Renegade. That's the weekend after War Machine weekend.
Yep. If you want to post in there what games are played there, it'd be fine. I don't know if it's specifically War Machine.
Renegade games.
Just Renegade?
Renegade.
2 weeks after. I thought, wait,
yeah,
hold
War
on.
Machine weekend is the first weekend in November.
Is that the second weekend in November?
Nope.
Oh... So
you're not going to War Machine Weekend?
Well, I might be. I still might be able to because I have this coming weekend off. Kind of. I don't know. Everything's
it's basically
all fucked
3
up.
Weeks away.
I'll figure it out. Damn it.
He'll do the math.
So
Jeremy kind of wants to go badly because he misses. He wants to go for the people.
I'm just not sure how many people are going to be there just for games that because I mean there's a lot of the tournament scene that aren't really. Moseying that much.
Meh, whatever. Okay. Fuck those people.
There's still a bunch of people who just hang out.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that just hang out. I mean, you know, like Chili's been there the last couple of years and he hasn't played War Machine in a while.
Like, we've been there. Me and the Shade's been there the last 3 years and I played War Machine. We filled those tables. Keith Hooks and Jen go there and don't play games. There's a very odd subculture of...
Darth Lee the Ree is going to post a link to the Warm Lord stuff at the Renegade Open on the Crippled System Facebook.
All right.
And that's how I'm going to pronounce his username. Darth Lee the Ree. Darth Lee the Ree.
That's the correct way to pronounce it.
Like Noni Nikladi on Ike.
I forgot about tomorrow. Pegasus Games and I were going to be doing an unboxing of the Iron Company of Iron.
Woo!
The box here, so.
Company of Iron!
Boxes.
With a pig lady with dreadlocks on the front.
Yeah. Seems interesting. I'm intrigued by the game. I'm hoping that we can maybe get in some games.
You're busy with Guild Ball.
No, I'm not. I'm not too busy with Guild Ball. I play War Machine.
Nope, you're Guild Ball only.
No.
That's all you do.
That's what your blog said.
That's true.
I don't have a blog.
Your vlog.
You don't write it.
I don't have a video.
Your glog.
What are you doing?
Making a pyramid.
He's making a pyramid of love.
There,
look at that.
Little ziggurat.
A rot of ziggers.
Ziggurat.
But yeah, no.
Babushka.
I mean, I've played Guild Ball, but I still go down on Wednesdays and play War Machine, so.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, Arctic Circle.
Fuck you,
Go Arctic to War Machine Weekend to play board games, werewolf, and eat barbecue. How dare you accuse any of us of playing werewolf?
Yeah, it is pretty rude.
I've done it once, twice.
I've played it in the past. And I mean, it was fun with better versions of it that exist, so I'll never do it again.
Like Ultimate War.
It was fun with
Ultimate Wolf Wolf.
With Beanish. A drunk Beanish.
Well, Beanish is interesting in general. I mean, Beanish is just Beanish. But he doesn't exist anymore. He ceased to exist.
That's true.
I saw him at MomCon, I think.
No, that was a hallucination.
No,
he doesn't exist. We just said that.
I don't know how much clearer we can get.
You maybe saw a guy in a Beanish costume.
Like, well, they're pretty popular.
Yeah. It's like seeing a guy in a leprechaun costume. That doesn't mean it's an actual leprechaun.
You could go as a beanish costume for the Wild West thing.
I could go as a beanish costume?
Just as a beanish costume.
Not as beanish, but as a beanish. That is an extra layer.
Yeah.
So someone's wearing you as a costume.
Yeah. You need to go as a guy going as beanish.
Yeah. Like an Egger suit.
Yes. No.
Boom.
I think that's kind of it for
the same old. Yeah, ATC sign up is still open. A reminder for anybody who didn't get the memo is that we are doing the solo masters, and the solo masters will start around after the team event. So you can sign up for the team event, and if your team does not do well enough in the first round, you still have a second chance at getting into the prize by dropping and joining the solo.
Or you could possibly go into the Guild Ball event. Events that are going to be happening there as well.
In theory, yes. Because there's going to be Guild Ball events both days. So there's going to be lots of stuff. You know, if you have friends that play Guild Ball but not War Machine, bring them. If you play Guild Ball and you have friends that play War Machine, bring them.
Zappity.
Show up. Zappity.
What's happening?
I was plugging my event to try to get people to give money.
One event you run a year?
Yes.
Good job.
I run two events a year, shit brick.
Doesn't help any of our locals locally. You go to Milwaukee for your events.
They can come.
Nope. They want to play here.
Yeah, they don't want me to run the events, though. That's what Rick and Andy are for.
Yeah, they've been here. I don't know.
Yeah.
I farted.
I played in my first Guild Ball tournament yesterday.
Yeah.
I went 1-3. I did not do well.
Hey, you got to win.
I got to win.
That's more than zero wins.
Yeah. I did make my opponents... curse my team for my placement of how I place my players on my team, so I must have done decent in that regards.
Yeah. Ben Link says he played well.
Yeah.
And he would never lie to make you feel good about yourself.
Like Ben Link. To my could face, say he wouldn't. Anything else. You son of a bitch, Ben Link.
Fucking fuck.
Hi, Ben.
But otherwise, I mean, we have special guest Brian brought back from his hellish week of.
Vacation.
GTA.
I did not do much on vacation. It was glorious. I'm going to have so much to do and work the next month. I'm already dreading it. I'm thinking I should just like call in sick or dead tomorrow. I don't want to go to work. But yeah, not working for like 11 days is a glorious stretch of time. People should not work that often, more often.
So you had almost 2 weeks off then?
Well, I took off the Friday, so I'm counting the weekends. But I mean,
Okay. All right.
Like the third or the last. I mean, what's the date today?
That 15th. Is the 15th.
Yeah, like the second or the third was my last time I worked. So it sounds good.
How'd you get that off with it, with your work? You just begged?
Well, no, there's different. There's like, it's about to pick up again. I picked like the 1 week that was in between of everything. So I was able, because my work has been so busy, I snuck in the vacation time right before the awful time begins.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I'd never see you at work. I see you like once or twice.
Well,
and
other,
that's it.
Yeah, because I'm in another location.
I'm going to say yes to the most recent question in the chat. Yeah. Yes. Shh, it's a secret.
It's a secret.
I mean, that's the eventual goal. I mean, especially if we're starting to include things like Guild Ball and get folks going to that. I mean, it might expand out to maybe include Marvel or other.
We'll see. Whatever.
And see how things go and see how space goes and see how
space.
How things roll.
Space.
We need a Starship Troopers mini game con.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I still. Do you have your Starship Trooper stuff still? You emailed it out. I got Starship Trooper. Am I the only one with Starship Trooper models
now?
Yeah,
but you have the basic. You don't have the cool
stuff. I got a bunch of other stuff.
You got some of the stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I bought a base set, and then I also have a box of random shit that somebody sent that had a bunch of stuff.
It's a very fun game. I spent about $400 on it, played it quite a bit over the course of a year, and I sold it for like $1,000. So it worked out well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to get out your Starship Trooper stuff, nor are you going to have any table space to play it with.
I will, hopefully, 6 months from now.
That's not going to be the case. You guys are going to move all that stuff with you. It's all coming with you.
Nope.
Can we timestamp this? Because I think that's what's going to happen. You're going to be like, hey, we're moving. I'm like, great, you got more room for our shit.
Nope.
You have an idea like where
it's that is my hard, like, that's, it's fucking done.
What you want?
Nothing's coming to my new house with me.
The old house?
Yeah.
Just you?
Does Raleen know that she's not coming?
The kids ain't coming. None of their shit's coming. It's like this. You're out of here.
I don't know.
I will.
He's trying.
It's my house. I will make those rules.
Have you even thought about what part of town?
No, not yet. I'm waiting. I need to wait until some more of the financial stuff goes through before we start actually planning things.
That's fair.
Because right now, if we find like a great place, it's like, oh, that's great. And then it sells tomorrow. And it's like, oh.
Let's go over here.
See how well constructed it is that it actually stays and I can just slide the things back in there?
Just slide them back in their hole.
Boop. See? That's good
TV
construction.
TV started up again. It's very complicated. Trying to watch a bunch of TV and play a bunch of video games and board games is very difficult. It's very complex.
I've found out that you cannot watch TV and do Grand Theft Auto at the same time because you'll just drive
TV.
Hmm.
Well, they're both on the TV.
Well, if you had like a streaming device,
like a picture on picture,
or two TVs, or you're watching TV on your computer while playing Grand Theft Auto on your TV. Yeah.
What? Well, if you're trying to drive in Grand Theft Auto and you look away and you look back, you hit a wall.
I watch TV while driving in real life all the time.
Yeah,
so it can't be that much different than GTA.
GTA is fun, especially. I accidentally blew up Andy today. He seemed upset. I was an accident.
It's more of a trouble that I just summoned my car, and then Brian's got his new car that he has in the game that he's able to drop landmines everywhere. Which, so they're
by the way, is an amazing. It's an amazing upgrade.
It's kind of funny because Brian will lay down a bunch of landmines and then. Half hour later, some random schmo just drives over them. Some random player, and it says Brian B. Geezy has killed so and so.
I'm like in the store buying some more stuff, and I'm like resupplying and like get a kill. I'm like, oh, perfect.
Good job, landmines.
Well, we did a mission, and Andy was going to go to his base and check out his supplies because he runs a counterfeit ring, and I was going to go follow him, but I got distracted by like shiny things on the ground, so I'm running around. I get in my vehicle a minute or two later, and I follow him. And then I decided to start dropping a bunch of mines and I get in this like thing with the police, which I didn't realize is, for whatever reason, Andy also slowed down for some reason, and I didn't know that he was behind me. So I kept dropping all these mines.
I got stuck on a guardrail.
You got stuck on a guardrail, evidently, for 2 minutes, evidently. It was a pretty...
I'd imagine that.
A pretty bad mine. And then I just hear Andy all mad at me. I'm like, I thought you were like a mile away.
Yeah.
And I'm just blowing him up.
No, it was one of those situations where I just got off the guardrail, started driving on the street, and all of a sudden, ba-doom, and Brian Geezy... B-Geezy has killed you.
So you were like that guy in the video of Mario Kart where he gets hit, and then it starts going, and he gets hit again, and he starts going, and he goes off the cliff, and he gets dropped, and then he falls off the cliff again.
No, I'm the guy that, like, with my car stuck on the guardrail like this, and I'm like, for like 2 minutes, trying to move my car, and then I finally get down the road, and then 2 seconds later,
I explode.
Why not
get out of your car?
Well, then I have to walk, and it's in the middle of like the Mojave Desert.
Get another car.
It's in the Mojave Desert.
The game was a good drag. We did good today because we like Chris was killing. We like went on a good streak where we basically were dominating our server while we were doing our missions.
Yeah,
if people would come near us, we'd kill them and just go back to what we were doing.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Chris had an issue yesterday too, where he was just sitting in his helicopter, and then somebody just happened to go by, and then he just fired a random missile at him. For no apparent reason.
You hear the lock-on sound, and you just want to fire it. You're trained for too many years of playing too many video games. When you lock on, you fire.
Yep.
Because you're going to lose lock-on soon, so you got to get that missile off while you're locked. And unfortunately, that random player who was just driving by, minding his own business, gets blown the fuck away. They never react well.
Yeah. Nick, I am pretty much the master of Austin powering my cars. Games.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. Driving monster trucks in Grand Theft Auto 5 is probably one of the greatest things in the world because you hit another car or person, your vehicle goes flying, much like it does on Sunday. At the monster truck, Monster National.
Truckosaurus!
Yeah. It's so much fun.
For a game that's 4 or 5 years old, there's still a pretty heavy presence on the online thing, which is pretty cool. Although we were happier when there's less people on because you don't want to get fucked with, so.
Well, it's usually the people who have way too much money in the game, and they have like some of the really high end stuff, and all they do is just fly around killing everybody.
Because they've played it for 4 years and they're bored, and they just log on when they want to like vent frustration at their life.
Which is pretty much exactly what I would end up doing.
Yeah,
Well, once I get those vehicles.
It just takes like one person out of like 30 to want to be a dick, and then they can like terrorize. That's why we're working on our all our anti-air stuff. What are you doing with this? I'm trying to make it better.
But somebody had asked if we play on PC or PS4. Right now we're on PS4. I don't think I'm ever going to buy the game again. I already bought it twice.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Although, I much prefer it on the PS4, except I wish for the shooting challenges I could be on the PC, because I could just like quit.
Can't you use a mouse and keyboard on that?
I could get a mouse and keyboard out, but
why would you want to make the shooting challenges harder by using, like. I deserved that.
I'm zappity. Zappity, my own topic. Rambling.
So, I mean, we can get the podcast flagged here if we talk about all of our businesses, like Brian's counterfeiting ring scheme. I've got a fake ID scheme. And Chris has got a cocaine. Oh, no, he's got a meth lab.
He's got the meth lab.
Yeah.
His buddy. One of the guys is his...
brother-in-law.
One's a brother-in-law, one's just a friend that works. They both work with him.
Yeah.
I forget which one's a brother-in-law. Is it Mike or Scott?
It's Mike.
All right.
Michael Scott?
Oh, that'd be amazing, though.
I'm not sure if I can
counterfeiting, coke ring, presidential assassinations.
No, we haven't done any of that. Okay. But you can. They do have like hunt the VIP type modes in that game, where somebody who is like the leader of the organization has to go and hide, and then his bodyguards have to protect him for 10 minutes.
Sure,
that's fun. We've done that. I don't know. We've done that with
you
yet. I
almost turned one of those missions on while we were playing. I came across them today. I was like, oh, this is interesting. Maybe I'll enable this for a little bit. But we were actually doing some things.
That was also when I was like level like 5 or so. So I was completely useless. I'm good in a chopper, though.
Oh, damn it.
So are you mostly just still playing FF9? Is that your current still obsession?
FF9 and then watching Society Game.
Because there's 1.5 seasons, because season 2 is in progress, I believe.
Yes, so season 2 is in progress. We're watching season 1 right now. It's very interesting, because it's basically Genius meets Big Brother. So, depending on how you like those two shows.
But no, so they have to stay in the same house then?
They're not even in a house. They live in, like, a courtyard. So the set is, it's a round building that's, like, open towards the inside. And then the inside's divided into thirds, and one team lives in one third, another team lives in the other third, and then they do the challenges in the third third, and they have, like, nothing. Like, they have rice and potatoes and soy sauce and, like, a wood stove, and it's just like, yeah, have fun for 2 weeks. Also, here's physical challenges while you're starving to death in the hottest summer in Korean history. It's almost more like Survivor meets the Genius.
Meets the Running Man.
Yeah.
I just watched that again. The movie's amazing.
But what's kind of neat is the two teams, the differences between the two teams is one of them is...
it's fine, just slightly off.
One of them is a democracy, and every day they vote for who's going to be their leader.
Mm-hmm.
And the other team is a fucking, you know, not a despot, but whatever. It's a tyrant. You know, there's a guy in charge. Whatever. And so...
The hero?
Yeah, the hero.
Dictator?
Dictator. It's a dictatorship. And so there's one person in charge, and then they give out two keys, one each to two people, and these keys allow these people to open a box with a gong that they can bang the gong, and if they bang the gong, then they're throwing a revolution, and they do an election, and if the majority of people vote, then that person becomes the new dictator.
Is that... What is that game? What is that game?
Sure.
The gong show.
The thing about that is if the dictator picks two people that he can keep happy, none of the other people can try to overthrow him. Only those two people can start a revolution. And then the leaders in either team, when their team wins, they choose how to divvy up the money from that week. It's completely by their choice. Nobody else.
Sure.
And then if their team loses, they just pick the fucker who gets kicked off the show. There's no like vote or anything. The leader just goes, yeah, you're off. And so it's a lot of power. But so the dictator one's with a gong. And so they did a funny thing in the second episode, I think, where the dictator was like taking a shower. And then somebody started like they banged a pot. And so the guy thought the gong had been rang and he started panicking while he's naked in the shower. Good times.
Junta.
Punta. Did you just call me a punta? Did you just call me bitch in Spanish?
No, isn't it? What is,
junta. It's junta. Junta. Yeah, yeah, it's, you said it right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank God. No, I was thinking of that game. I really like that game. I don't know why we don't play it anymore.
I still have
as much.
Junta's a good game.
Yeah. The Black Hawk helicopters and shit.
You should have seven. The problem with Junta is people just draw too many coups.
People game, what?
A coup. There's too many coups in Junta.
Coup.
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 Coup. Like coup. A coup of chickens?
Yeah, because you call the coup and you have to do the battle scene, which is fine.
You have four doors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Too many people have four doors.
The game could go 2 to 3 hours, or if someone's bored and just like to shout coup constantly, the game goes 5 hours.
Yeah.
And this is same result, it just takes so much longer.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Junta.
But it's fun when that doesn't happen.
It's fun. I mean, you want a couple coups because you want to, that's an important part of the game.
But the game needs to end eventually.
Yeah. Yes.
It needs some kind of mechanic where, like, the more coups that happen, something. I don't care what, but something happens that's like a built-in game clock. I mean, again, that's one of my hardcore rules now is every board game I play has to have a built-in clock.
Of basically when it's going to end. Yeah.
Correct. It can't be a game.
Well, if it doesn't have a hardcore rule, it's like, okay, it's been 3 hours, just walk away.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
It's gone off.
Speaking of which, what's this supposed thing about Anachrony taking a long time to learn and play? I learned it in 10 minutes and played it in an hour and a half. That game is a quick, quick game.
We did do speed Anachrony with you.
And I got everything right. Yeah. Like, I retained that shit.
Yeah. It was just a very quick.
I played like two games of Sentinels in that time.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm not even exaggerating. He taught it to me in 10 minutes and we played it in like maybe an hour 45.
I think it was the teacher because I remember the previous teacher.
Yeah. Good times. It worked well.
Good times.
Are we to Zappies and Grumbles?
No,
we better fucking
started like half hour ago.
I just want to die.
I could see. I could be here for like an hour. But that's always.
No, that was my topic recommendation. We could talk about how I just want to die.
Why do you want to die? What's going on? Do you need a hug?
No.
I'm telling you.
I was just agreeing with Nathan.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Joseph 1313 is right. The first season of Joe Schmoe Show was the best reality TV show ever made.
It was very good. The guy's reaction to everything in there is
so brilliant.
Yeah.
So brilliant.
Season 2 is still okay.
Season 2 was okay, but they tried to up the scale, and by doing so, they made it too wacky, and so one of the people figured it out right away, and they just couldn't recover from that.
Yeah, but it was funny because they were like, oh, fuck, we're fucked. That was like the best. I mean, that was like the best part
that
of the
moment
season.
Was great.
Yeah.
But then the rest of the season, you could tell they didn't have plans for half the people knowing what was going on.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah. Good old Joe Schmoe Show. I also liked Joe Millionaire. That one was funny, too. I don't know if you remember that one.
I remember it. I don't remember the concept or
it's, you
or
know, like The Bachelor, where they have a rich guy, and then all the ladies want to marry him, or The Bachelorette, where they have the rich lady and all the guys. So a whole bunch of money diggers going after the rich person, and then they're going to marry them because they want, you know, half their money. So the Joe Schmoe Show, Joe Millionaire, they claimed it was just another season of The Bachelor, but the guy was like a construction worker making $24,000 a year.
Now I remember it. Yeah, okay.
So that's kind of funny.
They just told him after they told him at the end or something, or
yeah, at the end they're like, you know, because then he's like, he chooses this woman. He's like, you've won my heart. You know, you're the one I want to marry. By the way, I'm broke. And then they asked her if she wanted to go through with it, and she's like, yeah, I actually do like him. I'll go through with it. And then like a week later, obviously she called it off because she just did it on air to look like a decent human being. But it was still
kind of
funny.
She had the intelligence to do that. You think some people would be so mad they just, you know, they. They just would stop then.
Yeah, and then the final twist then, as Arctic Circle mentioned, like he's like, surprise, I'm broke, and she says, okay, I'll go through with it, and then the show's like, since you guys are getting married, we're going to give you guys, you know, $1 million as a prize, and so, you know, they ended up having money anyway. But whatever.
Kind of cuts into the integrity of the...
Kind of, but, you know, it's like, oh, is this nice? It was supposed to be like a nice gesture and make you, oh, look, they loved each other even though they were poor, but now fairy tale
poor
ending.
People don't know what love is.
It's true. The episode of Cheaters where the host got stabbed. That was good shit.
That show, I like that show, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the one where they basically took like a random video footage of whatever incident happening, and then they would bring the person's lover with them and then confront them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep, that's I love that show.
Yeah, Cheers was good stuff.
It's kind of like Hoarders.
only with more stabbings.
Less dead cats.
Yeah, less dead cats that have been dead for 3 years.
No, that's just, it's like carpeting your house, but it's without buying carpeting.
How they're layered cat. Like, they're just like, they're just
it's like sediment, like sedimentary rock. You just have layers of different pets that have died in your fucking hoarding house.
Yeah, it is so amazingly awful.
I would consider myself I'm a messy person, but I don't feel I'm even remotely close to any
hoarder. No, you're not.
I could see the floor.
It's not the messiness that is the issue with hoarders. I mean, it eventually becomes messy just by sheer mathematical statistics. But it isn't – like, you can be a very neat person and be a hoarder because all it is just the, I can't throw this away because I might need it someday. And we all do that a little bit. You know,
with all my models.
Yeah, or like just all the bits and stuff you save because you might need them every. Yeah, absolutely. Like, and any of the hookers I've killed, I keep the bones around because who knows when you need a femur, right? It's nature's multi-tool. But the point is, there's a healthy level to keeping stuff in case you need it.
Sure, sure.
And then there's an unhealthy level. But that's true of anything. There's an unhealthy level. It's happening.
I was just pondering the meaningness of life.
Oh, man. We're all dead already.
Jesus Christ.
Good times.
That's hilarious.
Oh, something happened to Jeremy right now.
What?
Jeremy Kofoot.
What? Are you just like checking Facebook while we're on our podcast?
No, I was going through the process.
He has Kofoot alerts.
Kofoot alert. What's going on with Kofoot today?
Kofoot posted something that said something. But anyway, I was checking the Kofoot system.
That was an amazing story. Can we recap that story?
Our listeners are enthralled.
Someone did a thing. Something happened somewhere. You're welcome.
Something.
A little something, something.
Boom.
I was checking to see if the site...
My phone gets, the less it recognizes my thumbprint.
I can't unlock my phone with my thumbprint after I take a hot shower because it doesn't recognize my wrinkly thumb.
I can't find where to turn off my thumbprint. There, I found it. Good story. Well, don't worry, guys. I'm still podcasting, but I'm changing my phone settings. It's very important.
This is the hot podcasting action they tune in for.
This is why I'm back.
How about that Northkin CID? Am I right?
Oh, I gotta go.
It's still not live yet.
Yeah, that's the joke. The joke is that it's like a week behind schedule, and people are
Is it really a week behind schedule?
I don't know if it's a week.
I don't think it is.
If you listen to the internet, it was supposed to come out in 1942.
Yeah, It was basically it was supposed to be Japan.
Yeah. And generations have risen, aged, and died in the time since the Northkin CID was supposed to come out.
Well, no, it was supposed to sneak attack us. That's what I'm saying. It was supposed to. Yeah. No, I don't think it's actually supposed to be.
There are cave paintings from the original CID notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The not Nesca caves or whatever they're called.
Sure.
Nesco wafers. Necco wafers.
Necco wafers?
Necco wafers.
I don't.
Nescafe.
That's probably about the Northkin CID was conceived around the time Northkin or Necco wafers was popular.
Fuck the haters. I like Necco wafers. They're delicious. They got a good flavor variety.
I like chalk.
Yeah, they're chalky, but they're flavorful. I know. There's like chocolate flavor in there. They got the licorice flavored good stuff.
I like bottle caps and sweet tarts.
Good stuff.
Not chewy sweet tarts, though, because those are an abomination.
Chewy sweet tarts are...
I like chewy
spree.
Chewy spree I like.
Yeah.
I can't eat hard candy. Every time I eat hard, I bite a hard candy, I lose a tooth.
Yeah.
I'm done with hard candy.
I've had to downgrade from Snickers to Milky Ways.
I'll be on pudding soon enough. Yeah. Nothing's worse than biting into a candy and you just hear the sound of a tooth shatter. You're like, well, I'm afraid to move now because I don't know exactly how bad that is.
And you're chewing, and if you don't hear it or feel it, but you're chewing, and you're like, wait, is that... toffee or no, that's a tooth. Okay, I couldn't tell at first.
Or you swallow a tooth like that was a weird piece of candy. It tasted jagged and awful.
Bloody.
And then I open my mouth and watch, there's blood everywhere. I look and there's a big hole. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I have a problem. Good thing it's 7 p.m. on a Thursday because I can just take it, gets taken care of immediately.
Oh, I just never take care of it. Eventually, the nerves die and that tooth stops hurting.
So I have 3 crowns and 1 root canal. I have a friend who I realized has had 16 crowns and like 7 root canals.
I've had none of any of those things. I just have, it's like the ruins in
Rome.
No, or, well, I was gonna say fucking like
the Colosseum. Because it has no form left.
Like the ruins in the poem of Ozymandias, where it describes like the shattered rocks that once were a mighty city.
Sure,
that's my mouth.
It's okay.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I've only had my teeth shatter or one tooth break off in the middle of eating something. It was a jawbreaker.
Well, see, it's a pro tip. Like, you have a molar, and then it breaks, and now you have 2 incisors there instead. Because they're 2 little sharp teeth instead of 1 flat tooth. Now I'm like a rat. All my little jagged teeth. I think that's how teeth work.
It might be. I think instead of just alien fingerprints, I turn it on for everything I want to do. Sorry.
So we really don't have, there is no Zappity Grumbles there. I saw that there was a Zappity Grumble in there. I mean,
why aren't you fuckers sending Zappity Grumbles, you piles of shit? Jeez. There's one in the chat. It was up higher. It's gone now. Scrolling is difficult.
I did it right there.
Yay!
What reality show would you create? You can't just say The Genius in America. And what would you call it?
The Genius in Mexico. I'd call it La Genius.
La Genius.
Oh, no, actually, mine would be French. It'd be La Genius.
Mine was mispronounced improperly. That was the joke.
Le Genius.
How about a Canadian genius? That'd be completely different.
I can't just do The Genius in America. That's rude.
It's happening now.
This is a game show. Game show. I don't know.
I actually, to be honest with you, I want to have The Running Man.
I think they did that.
We are working towards The Purge.
Yeah.
Just like a thing. Is that kind of a game show? Because that's where we're headed. We're headed to like The Purge, Hunger Games, or the Japanese one that was first. Whatever.
Battle Royale.
That's the future, so we don't need to invent anything because the world is doing this.
Doing world training simulations.
Burned them all. Actually, I didn't. I was answering a question that no one can hear or see.
And I'll say yes to the person who asked me a question.
This is good radio.
Darth Lithery.
Darth Lithery.
I refuse to do it as Darth. It's da and Rithlethury.
Rithlethury?
Darithlethury.
All right.
Darithlethury.
I somehow enhanced my security on my phone.
Good job. We're saying a game show, right?
No, I want to have The Running Man. I want to actually have something similar to, you know, we are
working towards that too.
I mean, like, no, similar to, more so to the book, because the book wasn't like set everybody in a giant arena like the movie was.
Well, there's also
They're like loose outside.
Yeah, basically they just set
somebody
them up
there, did because they could like easily
do that with
ago,
like a GoPro that would be filming them going to wherever and then have people actually report them.
I feel like that was a thing.
I think there is kind of a show similar to that, but they had it still enclosed. But I think that would be, well, Chris, it would probably show off some of our issues with our security as well if somebody is just able to just randomly disappear. Because it seems like a lot of people are just able to randomly disappear as well. But I don't know. I love The Running Man. The show is awesome. There's a channel that's on our cable that has basically all awesome movies from the late 80s, 90s. So I got to watch RoboCop again, RoboCop 2 again, RoboCop 3 again.
Oh, it was online. Here we go. A Berlin-based production company did a thing on realityrun.com where viewers followed along. Oh, the internet crashed. The point is, it was done for real. That was weird. I've never had it, like, I was half reading it, and all of a sudden it went to the 404 screen. Like, it had already loaded. Why did that happen?
It's like, just kidding.
Yeah, it was to make fun of me. It was to make me sad. If he was able to go undetected for 24 days, he won the grand prize of $10,000. If he was caught before then, his captor would claim the reward. And, yeah, you just...
Well, they had those shows where it was, like, in the U.S., where it was, like, the U.S. Marshal thing, where it's like they let people loose, mm-hmm. and they'd be hunted. So the same thing in the U.S. They have the two here already.
A week into it, he was spotted into a library by a German lady who nabbed him and got 10 grand.
Yeah, see, that I want that. That's right. Awesome. That's like winning the lottery. That's, you know, that's reality TV.
But he should be. He should have killed.
This isn't what I was thinking about. The Runner. Affleck and Damon did one in July of 2016 called The Runner.
I noticed something recently on
that.
Yep.
That's the one that I was, I think, thinking about.
Yeah, I knew there was a newer American one. But there we go. Yeah. So, nope. It's taken, Andy. I mean, good news. It exists.
Hope somebody is saying that RoboCop 3 isn't exactly awesome.
It's the new shake method to get. God damn it.
You can't get into your phone?
No. RoboCop 3 has like two amazing instances in it. One is ninjas.
Interesting story. Never seen RoBoCop 3.
It's and
best of the trilogy.
And an amazing sequence.
I said trilogy.
I know.
It's an amazing sequence where RoboCop is riding on the side of a truck.
Yeah.
And the truck drives past a telephone pole. And RoboCop is no longer on the side of the truck.
Yeah. Good times. Not going to watch that movie. I've heard those two good things about it.
It's really good. That one actor who's like, "Hurry, I'm RoboCop." It's hilarious.
He's not in it.
Yeah. No, Peter Weller is not in that movie.
He's dead. He can't be in it.
He's not dead.
Still alive now.
Yeah. No,
he died during the filming of RoboCop 3.
No. If only, because then he wouldn't have been in Star Trek Into Darkness.
As a horrible villain.
Oh, God, fucking Star Trek Into Darkness.
That movie had some problems.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, a couple small, subtle problems.
It was B-plus problems.
Yeah.
Solid B-plus problems.
I mean, everything except for everything was good.
Except everything about Khan.
If you don't count everything about it, there was good stuff in there.
Yeah.
I like some of it.
We haven't. So, yeah, have you guys actually seen any movies recently? I have yet to see a single movie.
Talked about the two that we just talked about movies.
Hush, Happy Death Day.
Yeah,
two, three hours ago.
I haven't seen anything.
I saw Blade Runner.
I did not see Blade Runner.
If you saw the first Blade Runner, it's just like the first. If you like really long, drawn out movies that nothing happens in, Blade Runner's your. Both of them are up your alley.
Two of the three J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies were good Star Trek movies.
J.J. Abrams only did two of them.
Okay, then one of his.
The last one was Justin Lin, I believe, who brought us Fast and Furious stuff.
Abrams still produced it. I think it's still, whatever.
He has his hands on it.
Two of the three new Star Trek movies were very enjoyable.
So the last one was decent then?
Yeah. Did you not see the last one?
No.
It's fun. It's fun. It's worth seeing. You know, decent fun action, fun thing. Like they're listening to the hard like Beastie Boys music, and somebody's like, "Ah, classical music." You know, and it's funny. Just for them, it's like, you know, hundreds of years old. It's funny.
It was good. It's a good.
And movie. The finale is not the Enterprise against a giant ship.
Yeah. it's got some good.
I think I know the finale already, but I'm not gonna say it.
No, I think you know the. I think you know the penultimate battle.
Yeah,
You know the second to last climactic thing.
You don't know when Khan comes in. He's like, "I'm back, motherfuckers."
Yeah,
I have the cure to cancer, but don't tell anyone.
Well, they already know that. Remember, they literally cured death because of how shitty their movie was.
You think they would have just, you know, kept it going with that, but yeah.
Yeah, you think.
You just can't fix death and understand the world breaking.
I think I was talking to somebody about Star Trek Into Darkness on Tuesday. So it's kind of fresh in my memory. It's really annoying.
What's annoying about Star Trek Into Darkness is how, and there's no punctuation, so I refuse to pause after the trek. It's Star Trek Into Darkness. The really annoying thing about it is that all the shit about it, which again is 90% of the movie is shit, every individual piece of shit is just barely shit. Like, so many little tweaks could have made it a really good movie.
Motivations are the biggest key in that fucking film. Like, suddenly, Like, Khan has absolutely, yeah, really no fucking clue who these people are. Or even, I mean, he's been in hypersleep for, since the 1900s.
Well, and like, here's the big script thing. This is the cardinal sin of when you make a story. Mm-hmm. So, why was the villain Khan? When they made the film and they decided to have a villain and everything like that, why did they make it Khan?
He's not a... He technically... the
character.
Spacey,
why is that character Khan? In Star Trek Into Darkness, why is that character Khan?
I'd have to see it again to really pick up.
No, because there is no answer.
Yeah. I mean...
They decided they wanted Khan in the film, so they just made the character be Khan.
I was going
to
say...
But every movie has a character who's a villain because they just decided to make him that villain.
But they don't take an... My point is they don't justify taking an already existing character and putting him in there.
Like, Nero had a pretty... I mean... He did wait 20 years around in the middle of space.
You're misunderstanding my point. I'm not saying why is Nero the villain. I'm not saying why is Khan the villain. I'm saying when you write the story and you're like, who should we make the villain? I know we'll make it Khan. And if somebody says, why? And you don't have an answer, that's a problem.
Sure.
The story you explain why the Khan that you shoehorned in there is the villain within the story, your original decision to put him into the story needs to be justified.
Sure.
And the answer is because they wanted to make us nostalgic. Because
they didn't.
And that doesn't fucking count.
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, if they were going to actually do anything, they should have really followed the entire Space Seed storyline. I mean, just basically pull the script from that. Where Enterprise finds the Botany Bay, they invade, they try to take over the Enterprise, et cetera, et cetera. Peace is done. Then we ship them off onto a planet, and then 20 years pass, and then we have an amazing fucking film from that.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was a little bit longer than 20 years. It was about 20 years.
It was like 3 weeks.
It was. I don't think he would be that angry after 3 weeks.
Like, damn this planet!
I missed my dentist appointment.
I ate some hard candy.
Gilbert Gottfried is Khan. If I could remember any of the quotes, which is basically a ton of Shakespeare quotes, I would want to do them in a Gilbert Gottfried voice as Khan.
Gilbert Gottfried, I can only either hear Iago. Or him telling the aristocrats.
Oh.
A very important question for one or two of you. For the Weird Al thing that's happening in Milwaukee, I messaged you, you never responded.
Yes, I did.
Well,
I immediately responded, like two seconds after you messaged me.
That's why I didn't probably see the alert. Because if it came
like you hadn't even put it away yet. It's probably why you didn't see the alert.
That's probably why, because it came when I wasn't looking. All right, I stay.
I often come when you're not looking.
You'd be surprised how little you do. Always. Wow. See, it happened immediately. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
I am not buying the tickets. Chris is maybe watching, maybe listening. I've instructed Jen to be in charge of this because it's going to happen Wednesday at noon. I can't do it.
Okay.
I'll be at work. It's unreliable.
Wednesday at noon to go see Weird Al?
No.
To buy the tickets.
Oh, okay.
It's for April. Do you and Raylan want to go? I'm going to go. Jen and Chris are going to go. Do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go to see Weird Al.
I mean, at some point, Jen's going to be like, I need like a lot of money because if we say buy 12 tickets, it might be a problem. But because we need 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, they're selling a house. I mean, it should be easy now.
Wait, what? We'll trade house for Weird Al tickets?
Yeah, so it's five, six. We need 6 tickets. And obviously, I want them to buy the best possible tickets. Because I'm not a peasant anymore when it comes to seeing people I like.
Listeners, how do you feel about this situation?
It's very poor. I had to figure out our Weird Al thing before I forgot.
All of a sudden seeing a lot of concerts next year because there's Alice Cooper and Puddles is coming to Madison, and now there's Weird Al.
I only go see one person, Weird Al, or Meatloaf. But Meatloaf doesn't really do much anymore because he's dead.
He's in a new series. I cannot think of what it is, but I saw that he was in a new series recently.
Does he have bitch tits?
No.
Probably. Anyway, Zappity Grumble recommendations.
That's my game show.
That's your game show?
No, I want the Running Man still. I know it's already been done. I want actual book style Running Man.
When people actually...
Well, that is what it is. What's different about the runner from...
I can't think of the name of the story in that book where they just have to walk. It's called Walking.
The Long Walk.
The Long Walk, yeah. See, it's walking. That should be a show. Just make people walk until they don't walk fast enough and then shoot them.
I thought it was that they just couldn't walk no more. And then
that's the best thing about Trump is we're just working towards this insanity so much faster. He's speeding up the craziness. I say we just skip it. Let's just start like rounding up the homeless people and killing them. Let's just
make them kill each other.
Make them kill each other.
Right. Gladiatorial.
Get a thousand homeless.
Circus Maximus.
Get all the poor people together, have them kill each other, tell them we're going to give them a prize, and then we'll kill the winners, laugh at them, and just keep doing that. That's
the GOP's new healthcare program.
It is pretty much kill the poor. Oh, my God. So I just want to speed it along. I'm sick of this slow crawl to this descent. Let's just fucking jump off a pit together and just fucking kill everybody. Kill all the poor.
We're there.
We're kind of getting there. But we're doing it in such a slow, boring, methodical way where we're not... Let's just fucking just do it on TV and just start shooting them and just make it a fun show. I mean, why dilly-dally around? Oh, I can't handle it anymore.
Good times.
I guess he's in Ghost Wars. It was something I saw on Sci-Fi. Meatloaf, that is.
What? Yeah, Meatloaf.
I did make Meatloaf on one of the days of my vacation.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. No, because that's got Vincent D'Onofrio, Meatloaf. Yeah. Egg or soup.
Good story. Vincent D'Onofrio eats some meatloaf in an Edgar suit in the new Running Man.
Kim Coates is on there, too.
And he wears a coat.
Zappity! Goddamn Grumbles. We're done with them.
It's not my fault.
Whose fault?
I don't know.
Did you fart or something?
No, I continue to blame our listeners for our lack of topics.
Ah, well.
They should be bombarding us with things.
Well, generally
kind of politics for a while. That's what
hold on.
Listeners love that.
Yes,
nothing makes more people message us quicker than any kind of political talk.
So one thing, though,
let's
too.
Let's discuss Mitch McConnell.
We have completely ignored them for like 200-some episodes.
The Palpatine?
What?
Palpatine?
We never ignore our listeners. I always talk to Gone Link Dead every day.
No, Nathan and I, we already talked about it. Somebody posted about the Rick and Morty sauce scandal, and we already talked about it last week. It's just shitty Rick and Morty fans. It's just taken it way too far.
Every fandom has shitty people.
Well, the Rick and Morty sauce, I mean, yes, you are 100% correct, but they did send stores like 15 packets.
Yeah, and those were stores with 15 employees, and then they claimed they got no packets.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that shit. And
so, but, I mean, the fans would have reacted bad. They could have gotten 100. They still would have been upset and dumb. And the people, but
McDonald's tried to ride the coattails of something unofficially.
Because
you'll see they never made it an official thing. They never mentioned Rick or Morty or Harmon or anybody. So they tried to do this thing. They did it badly. And then shitty people who don't understand the whole point of the show were shitty and ruined things even worse.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
I don't know which monster is incorrectly viewed as a hero more. Like, between, like, Tyler Durden and Rick Sanchez. And, you know, you have all these people.
You have Walter White.
Walter White. Like, you have these people who are villains. They're monsters. They're terrible, hellish demon people. And a depressing percentage of people watching think they're the heroes.
Mm-hmm. Who are the first two?
Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty and Tyler Durden from Fight Club. Brad Pitt. In Fight Club.
Well, I know, yeah. I just never hear Rick's last name. I was so confused for a second.
Sorry.
He's like a janitor? What?
It's a weird last name.
What? You racist pile of shit. You hear a Mexican name, you assume it's a janitor?
I was like, what?
That's how we get views. I'm going for the views in the audio.
There was an episode of The View.
Mm-hmm.
Where, it was fucking hilarious. Some rich white girl was talking about how, you know, if we elect Trump and then, you know, they're mean to the Mexicans and they deport Mexicans. And she's like, we can't do that. This is, like, I don't think it was somebody famous's son, like, or daughter, rather. So maybe it was like Ozzy Osbourne's daughter or somebody.
Or Kelly Osbourne.
It might have been Kelly Osbourne, but it was somebody like that. And she's like, we can't deport all the Mexicans because if we do, who's going to clean all of our toilets? And so Rosie Perez was obviously infuriated.
Yeah, Rosie Perez.
It was Rosie Perez. Yeah. She's like, how dare you?
Was she mad because she said an offensive thing or because she was right?
I mean, the assumption that, I mean, come on. Like,
I haven't seen a non-Mexican, the only people I've ever seen clean anything in the last 5 years have been Mexicans.
But you've seen Mexicans do other things.
I'm not sure that's true.
Well, we do live in Wisconsin, so we don't get a lot of them
up here.
I'm
sure they're good
people. The point is, Rosie Perez got pissed. She's like, how dare you just reduce an entire race of people to just the stereotype of toilet cleaners?
Yeah.
And it was Kelly Osbourne. And so they browbeat Rosie Perez into apologizing to her.
Wow.
Like, they made the Mexican lady apologize to the white girl who said Mexicans are only good for scrubbing toilets.
I mean, this is America.
On national television.
This is America.
Holy shit, it was glorious and terrible.
That seems right.
Well, bad enough that Kelly Osbourne said it, but the fact that they made Rosie Perez apologize
for it, too.
Jesus.
Yeah.
They can make tacos also.
That's true. They do. They make a lot of my Chinese food, too.
Chinese people make Chinese food. They're always little family-owned places in a strip mall.
Not at Hy-Vee.
Oh, well, come on. Go across the street to, like, you know,
the Chinese food at Hy-Vee is really good, though. That's...
Do they do the, like, pay by the pound shit?
No, they just pay by meal.
No, because it's not one of those places where you just get a bunch of food and you pay for it. You get pay for the weight. No, it's you pay for what.
That's
you
right. Hy-Vee has like an actual restaurant in there. Well, the one right there on Whitney? Or no? Is that the Hy-Vee you're going to?
There's one on Whitney and there's one over by the Super Target.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any good. Because right across the street from the Whitney one, like near where I work, there's Thai's Asian Bistro and they're really good. And they're a little
You just go to Hy-Vee though.
And get worse food.
No, you just go to Hy-Vee. They have the soda, the awesome soda machine there too.
To work tomorrow.
That's what you get for taking 11 days off.
It's going to be the worst day of my life.
Can we get tacos during lunch?
I can't. No, we're open. It's going to be hell. I want to go. I want to start going in later, but there's still some coming in early. Like I think I want to start going at least a little bit later because I've decided that I like sleeping a little bit more than.
So you'll sleep into like 5:30.
I get up about 5:45, and I've been up to like.
I thought I was joking.
Yeah,
no, 5:45 is when I get up most days, and I'm so used, which is sometimes fine, but
I guess I'm not much different. I get up at like 6:15.
But
so.
I need.
I work at 7.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, but I need like 7 hours of sleep. If I get under 7 hours of sleep, my functionality drops dramatically per minute.
I just stay at that terrible functionality. I go to sleep at like 1 and get up at 6:15, and that's my life.
I can tell some days. I mean, it shows quite often. But no, I know a lot of people do that. They just go on the 5 hours and they're just like all the time. But I'm like, I just don't. And I've done that occasionally, and I will probably be doing that this week.
Take a nap in your car during lunch.
Gone Link dead with his half measures. Fake your death.
Half measures. I hate the sleeping in your car lunch thing. It drives me nuts.
What?
I hate it.
It's fun.
You're sleeping in your car at lunch?
I take a nap during lunch.
It is the most disturbing fucking thing.
Why is it disturbing?
It's just disturbing. Just you're up, stay awake.
No, take a nap.
You're not a child.
Naps are the best.
Oh, I hate naps.
You're saying the entire time that you were off, you didn't take a nap during the day?
The only times I take naps if I'm very, very sick.
Yeah.
Or I'm working like a bunch of like 12, 13 hour days and I just fall asleep not on my own will.
Yeah.
But an actual nap to me is one of the worst things that's in life. I think things like AIDS make more sense to me than naps. I hate naps so much.
Are you on the anti-nap?
I don't nap. I'm not anti-nap in theory, but on the other hand, I can be doing things that aren't being asleep.
I'm going to be dead soon and I figure I'll be napping then.
Yeah.
So I don't need a nap now.
I'll be mellow when I'm dead, said a wise philosopher.
Yeah. Which will be soon.
No.
Inevitability of death is fast approaching.
Yeah, it's a Weird Al song. Andy, that's a Weird Al song.
Yeah.
It's one of the Chris, deeper cuts that he'll be playing at this kind of a concert.
Six tickets.
You better play Stuck in a Closet with Vanna White. I want a little Nature Trail to Hell.
He doesn't play it, but I want Christmas Air Con Zero.
Well, no, that's the thing. Is the whole point of this tour is for him to play things he doesn't play. Hmm. Did you not look? You.
He's doing like an acoustic thing where it's just him sitting down playing, no costumes, no digital screen.
And playing the deeper cuts, playing the shit that isn't like Saga Begins every concert.
No covers. No, I mean, not anything. It's just all originals, 100% originals.
Yeah.
Although I miss, he always ends with Yoda. I'll miss that because I love his Yoda ending. But he'll have something cool and new. It's fine.
Yeah. So that'd be cool. So like, yeah, he will play the more kind of obscure things.
His original stuff.
Yeah. Buy Me a Condo. That'll be good in acoustic.
Yeah. He can do Dare to Be Stupid.
He can do Dare to Be Stupid.
Because that's not a cover. It's more of a tribute.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
It's a tribute to
when he was in, in his last tour, which I thought was one of his best ones. He did a whole acoustic set of some of his older stuff. It was really crazy. Just kind of came out. It was like a 5-minute thing or 10-minute thing, but it was like just like because he's normally did stuff. Because I've seen him perform so many times that you know he always changes it a little bit. But that last time it was pretty ridiculous the way he just did like a whole a small mini thing. So seeing a whole show of that.
That'd be cool.
Amazing. I mean, we're relying on. I mean, I'm sure she'll do, but Jen is the person. I am not in charge of buying the tickets, which always makes me nervous. I trust other people very little, just because I just naturally don't think people. I mean, I will go to extremes to get things done properly. And if I was going to do it, I would just be like, I would just not work for like the half an hour beforehand and just do it. But I'm in an environment that I would probably get fired if I tried it. Like, but if I would maybe get fired, I would risk it. But I know I would get fired if I tried it. So I would be like.
See, meanwhile, I have Wednesday off.
Yeah. Well, I know that now.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you need 7 tickets? No, 6 tickets. Never mind.
3 of us, Raylene, Chris, and Jen.
I'm sorry.
We were talking about tickets.
I couldn't. What?
There are people watching us, and we're just discussing buying Weird Al tickets. At least discussing the songs might be interesting.
I asked someone why you guys. I said while I was away, what did I miss? And this is what I was told.
Nothing.
Andy told a story I heard before, and Nathan complained about something.
What was the story I told before?
I don't know. A lot of them. I don't know.
Tell you what. Tell a story. It's probably that one.
Yeah, it's probably that one.
You pulled a Nate. Like, I remember, like, the first 100 episodes, I had 4 stories that I told 25 episodes each.
But your stories are better.
I can tell you the Jay Moore talking about when he met Christopher Walken again. I've told that story 50 times, and it's not even my story.
I've seen that skit, like, 100 times. I know. Like, I don't need someone tell me about a story about
maybe you would. That's the end of the story.
All right, that was fun. I recommend, I don't know.
I don't do anything for 7 Battlefront 2!
I am going to get Battlefront 2.
And then are you going to spend $20 for a legitimate, trackable, extreme advantage on everybody else day one because the entire game is based on the loot boxes? There aren't even experience points. You literally level up your characters by buying loot boxes.
But I'm assuming you get them based off of...
You get them only in the game itself.
Yeah, you get them with time.
In the beta. When it goes live, it's going to be a purchasable thing. They already announced that. In the beta, you can't buy loot boxes, but once it's live, it'll be purchasable. So whoever just drops $20 just gets all their characters to max level immediately. So that's cool.
But once everyone else is there, I don't know. I don't care. I don't care with that kind of stuff at all.
So the old argument's always been cosmetics, and now that slippery slope where now it's actual pay for more powerful stuff.
Yeah, and sometimes...
And that gets wicky.
But when you play those games, it's sometimes that powerful stuff doesn't matter. Like it's more powerful. It's like, sure, if you math it out, maybe you have a 1/100th better odd or something, and that's unfair. But really, suck it up.
100% damage reduction is one of them. Like, literal invincibility is one of the mods you can get.
Well, I'm sure it's temporary and expires, sure. I'm sure. And I'm sure if you play it, you naturally unlock it anyway. I mean... If it's loot boxes, it's a system. I mean, if people didn't like loot boxes and it didn't work, people wouldn't buy them. But people buy them.
It's more of the businesses have a way that they can generate more revenue for the product that they're putting out.
It's because people are addicted to gambling. It's like saying if people didn't have fun with scratch-offs, they wouldn't sell scratch-offs. That doesn't mean it's not monstrous that the state government has this tax on poor people with addictive personalities.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care.
But the gameplay does look fun. I'll give it that.
Yeah, I would pick it up. I mean, the thing is about it, what I'm excited about it is it's got a single player campaign mode.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I will play it a little bit online because I don't know. Because I will. True story. That's all I got.
I was going to bring up something else before that Battlefront thing popped up, and now I can't remember what it was. True story.
Well, the Shadows of War thing, it turned out to be not a big deal at all. People are playing that game and whatnot, and it's not really... The loot box is there. You get so much damn... Because I've been playing Shadow War. Actually, I've been slowing down on it just so I can, like, have it last longer. But it's like you get so much in-game stuff that it's like, I could go out... When you kill orcs, you get stuff, and then you can get, you know, kill more orcs. But then the whole point of the game is to kill orcs. So if I would have spent a bunch of money and get the gear, then I'd be bypassing the whole point of killing orcs.
How far are you into it? Because what I have heard... Is it turned out not to be that big of a deal until the last chapter, like the big, like kind of like open world final, like the titular Shadows of War phase to actually beat the game, and that's when it becomes a massive grind fest
The third phase, I've heard from many sources that in phase three, the game. But I mean,
you either grind for 100 hours or break out your wallet.
I've heard it's like up to 20 hours.
Yeah.
But I mean...
But I've heard that's where it gets bad. Like, correct. The first two chapters aren't that bad.
I did hear... But it's just like... So the game has a bad... And a lot of games have this problem where it just... The difficulty curve isn't... It's not quite as smooth as it should be.
Right.
And that's a problem. Anytime a game has that, that's annoying. Because that just breaks you... Because you're playing a game, you're having fun, and you get somewhere difficult, and you slowly learn. And anytime it just, like, has that super jump, you're like, well, that's just annoying.
And my issue is I get suspicious when a game has that. And like you said, a lot of games have that. But when a game has that, but now they're willing to let me give them money to overcome that curve, it gets really suspicious that curve isn't accidentally there.
If it's so those if having that jump wasn't so unfortunately common, I would probably be suspicious about it. But I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's more of a matter of trying to tweak the game for the casual gamer. You have some people that are the really hardcore gamers that can just, you know, they'll be fine with slogging through that. And then you have the guys that sit down for maybe just an hour a night or something like that. That they're trying to, I think they really want to try to make it for that person. Or, I don't know. I think it's the idea of how they're trying to market it to certain people.
How is that? No, but how is that marketed towards the casual person, the chapter three? Or am I misunderstanding what you're saying?
The chapter three, where basically the casual person might not have the time to do the 20-hour slog. So, you know, if that casual person wants to fork out, you know, an extra $20, $10 or so, then they'll have that option available.
A lot of games today, you get to that point, like, well, okay, I just hit a wall, now I know I need to wait or play 20-hour hours, so I'm just going to stop.
Yeah,
I'm done because I'm just not going to continue the game
any further.
Right, and so that's the thing. The casual person's more bit by it because it isn't if they want to pay money they can. It's if they want to see the end of the game they have no option except to pay.
And I don't know how it works. Well, I mean, or the stop if you would in another game.
Sure, yeah.
And I don't know how it is because I haven't gotten all the way through that part. But a lot of games, like I don't know if people are playing too fast where they're maximizing the quest and they get there, or where the casual player might do it because there's. The problem is you go into a zone in a Shadows of War game, and there's like a million side things.
Yeah.
And if you literally do the million side things, I think you might progress faster. Maybe these people who rush to the third chapter have just rushed there too fast. Like I don't know.
And that how might that be an issue, especially out. Because it's a reviewer thing. A lot of people are going to rush through to get the reviews out. Correct. You know what I mean? But so.
I played the game almost 10 hours before I was able to start getting an army. And a lot of people say you can get that for 6 hours, but there were so many damn collectibles and things. And every time you get a set of stuff, you get a bunch of experience. You get a bunch of levels, you get a bunch of bonus stuff, and you get more powerful. So, but I haven't finished it, so I don't really know for sure how bad that truly is. So it's unknown to me.
That was my problem in the first.
I've been playing so much fucking GTA 5.
Yeah. That was my problem in the first one in Shadow of Mordor. Is I went through and I collected every single little collectible in that game, and by the end, it was everything was just trivial to me.
Yeah.
I got so mad at the first one. Because I was trying to get a collectible.
What?
I never get mad at things ever. So I was trying to get a collectible.
Sure.
And this was like, you know, like the third collectible I've ever gotten. Like I've barely started playing the game. And so I don't, you know, necessarily know all the little whatevers. But I see where it is on the map. And I go there and there's like, basically you get into on top of a building and you go like through a walkway through the building. Almost like you're going through the attic of this building.
Sure.
And the map makes it look like it's there.
Okay.
But it's not there. There's some arrows stuck in the wall. And when I go by, I get the, you know, it's like, oh, there's arrows here, but you're full on arrows. It's like, all right, fine, whatever. And I can see the fucking glow coming through the floor. So it must be like in the first floor of the building. Sure. So I go around. I spent 45 minutes in that area, trying to find a door into that building, trying to figure out what it is, and rooting around, fighting orcs, clearing the town, you know, 45 fucking minutes. And finally, like, wait a goddamn second. I shoot an arrow, I collect the arrows, and then I'm standing on the collectible. It just literally wasn't triggering to pick it up because the game was preferring to tell me about the arrows over the collectible I was literally standing on. So angry.
Well, there's one in
the... Who put that collectible right in the same fucking spot as the arrows? Move one of them 2 feet.
There's one in there, too, where you have to... You barely do it in the game, but it's the one where you have to shimmy through something really thin.
Sure. And I was looking for something like that.
Yeah, there's one that's like in the middle of that, too. Like, that's it's behind a gate.
Yeah.
Nope. This is literally... I had to stand in that exact spot, but as long as those arrows were there, the game literally would not tell me or give me the option of picking up the collectible.
Yeah.
Cruelty.
So my recommendation is check out Jim Sterling, Jimquisition. He does it's a very excellent thing talking about how the $60 price tag for video games is a myth.
Yeah, that was an interesting video.
It's not just kind of what we're talking about here. It's about the evolution of video games and how, you know, basically 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we were still paying $60 for a game.
And that's an interesting trivia. Like, people always point out the fact that games have gotten cheaper because they've always been $60. And $60 for Super Mario Brothers versus $60 for The Witcher 3, like, when 30 years of time has passed, one of those things is actually, like, Super Mario costs the equivalent of, like, $180, you know? But,
yeah, it's a very interesting video. Just watch it with an open mind. It's awesome. Jim Sterling has a lot of good stuff that... Usually it's spouting out the same stuff that we are talking about with loot crates and that.
Yeah, he's on a rampage on that shit right now.
Microtransactions, yeah. But this is not so much the microtransactions. It's
those are part of the conversation, but it's not the whole thrust of the video.
Yeah,
I love people who can't adjust to new things. They're my favorite.
I mean, or people who fight against horrific new things.
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay. I recommend that somebody invent some kind of salve or pill or other quick, easy thing within the next week that fixes collarbones. Please do that really quick and then mail it to the Green Bay Packers.
It doesn't really matter. Even if all the Packers have done the last 5 years is play potentially decent, get to the playoffs, and then play the worst game they've ever played that year.
Save it for the championship
only
game.
Only one team can win the Super Bowl, so obviously you can't win every year. So saying if they don't win, they're not good is ridiculous. But when they lose in the playoffs, they don't even show up. They play the most embarrassing game.
They show up to do amazing things, like the 4th and 27. You know, like they do that shit.
It's amazing how 4th and 27 will haunt 26 in this
26.
Yeah, 26. Yeah, I know it's burned.
It's 26, and you said 27.
But, I know. I'm sorry.
But but those things, and then but the last few years they haven't even had those moments lately. Lately, the entire playoff game is a joke from start to finish, and it's an embarrassment. That's every playoff game for the last 5 years from the Packers.
But they're always like contenders. They're like, yeah, Packers are going to go all the way. And they just shit the bed.
One season they won, they had a ridiculous winning streak. Yeah. I just don't care about the Packers because when 5 years in a row, their playoff games are embarrassments. I just can't get excited for how good their season is. It always ends in humiliation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
at least Favre made it exciting.
The thing is, like, Favre and Rodgers were both way too good of quarterbacks to have one Super Bowl ring each. Yeah. Like, those Packers teams they were with, like, we should have been a dynasty. Yeah. They should have had three each. It should have been, like, the greatest, you know. Yeah. Nope. Instead, they'll just limp to one each and then have lose every playoff game.
Yeah, it is a little ridiculous.
But, hey, maybe we'll sign Kaepernick. That'd be amazing. I can think of nothing to make you happier than the Packers signing Kaepernick, him taking us to a Super Bowl, kneeling every single national anthem.
God, that would be beautiful.
Oh, I would just giggle like a schoolgirl every time.
People are so dumb.
I was talking to some people when I was out for my brother's funeral, and because we were watching some game, and I was talking about the kneeling thing. It's like, well, it'd be less of an issue if they were more clear about why they're doing it. And I'm like, they want black people to stop getting shot by cops.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, that's not everything. I'm like, no, that's that's everything.
The only way it's not everything is when you listen to what morons say, and you listen to the morons, and you go, "Oh, they're just no, they're not. You fucking idiot! If you think they're disrespecting the thing, you're an idiot, and you should eat a bullet."
I don't remember the press release that's when Kaepernick started eating a bullet. I think when Kaepernick knelt the first time, he said, "By the way, I'm doing this because fuck the national anthem."
Yeah.
Fuck you, national anthem. Yeah. And then he shat on American flag.
He wore a t-shirt that said, fuck you, national anthem. This is why I'm kneeling.
Obviously. I'm doing this for no other reason.
No other. There's no reason other than fuck America.
Hashtag fuck America.
Hashtag fuck America. That's exactly why he did it. And people shouldn't kill themselves. I apologize. That was too far.
Some people should.
No, I don't think anyone should kill themselves. Some people should be beaten to death. But no one should kill themselves.
Some people deserve to die.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah. Good distinction.
It's like fat people. To me, being fat is like a slow suicide. If you're super fat, you're killing yourself. It's just a depressing, slow suicide. It's fine. That's what I'm doing. I'm just eating bad. I know I'm killing myself, really. It's suicide. It's just a slow way of doing it.
It's a fun way of going.
It's a fun way. I could eat a bullet or take a lot of pills.
Of all the ways to kill yourself,
I could eat a lot of cheeseburgers.
Twinkies. Yeah, cheeseburgers are a fun way to go.
But I know it's suicide. I am killing myself by eating bad. But then I watched the news. I'm like, yeah, I should have another fucking Twinkie.
But people die jogging, so whatever.
Yeah. Well, but they're not killing themselves.
I came to a comfortable understanding of my own personality when I realized I'm against the death penalty, but I am for people being torn apart by an angry mob.
Ah, good times.
And I'm okay. Like, I have figured out where that's not a hypocritical stance to have.
Jesus. That was a fun little rant. Good times.
The government shouldn't be allowed to kill citizens, but citizens should be allowed to kill the government.
Yeah.
Oh. My hero Robespierre. Good old Robespierre.
And I won't. And again, I won't be back for a while until Andy. How far have you got into the 5 episodes of Tales from the Borderlands?
You've seen me online.
Tell me about Gordas.
You see me online on the PS4.
But during the day, on lunch, you could come home for lunch, play a quick episode, go back to work.
No. Play it on your iPad.
If I come back to the house.
Instead of napping, play it during your lunch break.
Yeah, you could.
Do you have an iPad?
No.
I'll get you. Borrow Jim's. Mine, technically. Well, it's Katie Shea's, technically. But she gave it to me, and I gave it to Jim.
Yeah, Jim likes it. He still plays with it.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't have a pad. I could remote play with my PSP Vita.
There you go. But, play it on your lunch by remote playing on your Vita.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
It doesn't work. It doesn't like Wi-Fi connections.
Oh.
It sucks. All right. We're done.
What do you recommend?
How many tickets
I recommended the collarbone thing.
I will recommend Total Warhammer 2.
I think we've done that already, but it's a good game.
No, Total Warhammer 2. I recommend a Total Warhammer.
While you were gone, we recommended Total Warhammer 2.
Did someone?
Yeah, we talked about rats and shit.
Did Dan recommend it? Because Dan was on,
Dan,
right?
Dan probably recommended it, yeah.
Oh, playing this game is just so fucking glorious.
Yeah.
All the races are fun. But anyway, that's just my recommendation. That's all I got.
I was talking at our Guild Ball tournament yesterday. We were talking about Warhammer.
Six tickets.
Of how amazing that old world is. The Games Workshop old world.
Yeah.
That those games sit in. Yeah.
It's a good world.
It is.
That's why they killed it off.
Yeah. Let's destroy it with a
Hey, this is really interesting. Fuck it.
They're about to add a mode to combine the two games. I'm so excited.
Oh, to add for, I was thinking about 40, to add 40K to your
Total
Warhammer. That would be no sense.
Little OP.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks to all our Patreons and that for watching.
Bye, everybody. See you next year.
Eat the rich.
What?
Burn them all to the ground, motherfuckers. Kill the 1%. I mean, don't do that. Murder them.
I just acted it right there.
You know what my favorite Metallica albums is?